The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
This event just wasn't about Brighton. It was about the football industry as a whole. It was about the sports industry as a whole. It was about live events as a whole.
A sound not heard in English football stadiums since the coronavirus pandemic began. Brighton welcomed back fans at the Amex Stadium for a friendly against Chelsea, which ended in a 1-1 draw. Paul Barber is the chief executive of Brighton and Hove Albion.
Just to show government that we can stage things safely, but we also need to now move through the gears, providing the other pilot events are similarly successful so that we can bring more fans back to the stadium as quickly as possible, because the whole football economy and the wider economy really does depend on us having our business back running as quickly as we can. But obviously it's important that it stays safe, and that's why these events being progressive are very, very important.
The Premier League club admitted 2,524 supporters, with strict social distancing measures in place around the ground and for seating in the sparsely populated stands. There may be no fans present at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, but the Grand Slam has no shortage of top-level play. World number one men's player Novak Djokovic won his first round match over Demir Dejumer 6-1, 6-4, 6-1.
I thought it started very well, set in a break, and then things got complicated, lost my focus. He started missing less, and he put some really good variety in the game. It was anybody's game, really, midway through the second set.
Djokovic then turned up his play, as we've seen so many times, to close out the win.
You know, if I didn't care, I wouldn't be here, and this is how I play, and I play with a lot of intensity and try to bring a lot of energy on the court sometimes.
Also being heard at the U.S. Open this year is the fight against racial injustices. 2018 U.S. Open Women's Champion Naomi Osaka of Japan brought 7 face masks to the event, each with a different name of a victim of racialized violence.
I feel like it was a really good, powerful statement, and for me, I just wanted to raise awareness, and I think that's what we did.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.